Hell no. Not for the NR, anyway. I fired their asses and enjoyed every second of it. The first conversation went like this. Customer: what the bleep? I ordered 2 cases and they arrived 2 days late. Note: he had sent the order to the wrong person via the wrong medium despite repeated reminders. You guys are the most disorganized bunch of idiots I've ever worked with. I have 20 years of experience in this industry, and this is the worst. Any NR, in this case me. I will kill you. Be afraid. Be very afraid. I wish. I did rehearse that a million times in my mental theater, but it actually went something more like this. I'm sorry to hear that. You know, I've been taking your insults for a while now, and it's unfortunate that it seems we won't be able to do business anymore. I'd recommend you take a good look at where this unhappiness and anger is actually coming from. In any case, I wish you well. If you would like to order product, we'll be happy to supply it, but only if you can conduct yourself without profanity and unnecessary insults. You have our fax number. All the best, and have a nice day. Click. I did this once via phone and once through email. So what happened? I lost one customer, but the other corrected course and simply faxed orders again and again and again. Problem solved. Minimum revenue lost. I was immediately 10 times happier. I then identified the common characteristics of my top 5 customers and secured 3 or so similarly profiled buyers in the following week. Remember, more customers is not automatically more income. More customers is not the goal and often translates into 90% more housekeeping and a paltry 1 to 3% increase in income. Make no mistake, maximum income from minimal necessary effort, including minimum number of customers, is the primary goal. I duplicated my strengths, in this case my top producers, and focused on increasing the size and frequency of their orders. The end result? I went from chasing and appeasing 120 customers to simply receiving large orders from 8 with absolutely no pleading phone calls or email haranguing. My monthly income increased from $30,000 to $60,000 in 4 weeks, and my weekly hours immediately dropped from over 80 to approximately 15. Most important, I was happy with myself and felt both optimistic and liberated for the first time in over 2 years. In the ensuing weeks, I applied the 80-20 principle to dozens of areas, including the following. 1. Advertising. I identified the advertising that was generating 80% or more of revenue, identified the commonalities among them, and multiplied them, eliminating all the rest at the same time. My advertising costs dropped over 70% and my direct sales income nearly doubled from a monthly $15,000 to $25,000 in 8 weeks. It would have doubled immediately had I been using radio, newspapers, or television instead of magazines with long lead times.